This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. So we're talking about flakes, flakes on the left. That's what they are. They're all flakes. California, the land, fruits, nuts, and fairies. Arizona's got flaky senators, including one named Flake. I could go on. I could go on forever, forever. It's just crazy to watch the world go by with the level of lunacy. I was having a conversation with a guy. I wrote a piece. And I alluded, I said, so what, I'm going to get called Uncle Tom. And I said, a gross misuse of the term. And a guy wrote me a note, and he says, Kevin, he goes, well, you know what, let me read the note, because I don't want to mischaracterize it. I think we have that note. So here's what he says. I grew up in Detroit hearing this term. It was and is synonymous with a Benedict Arnold, a traitor, a turncoat, etc. I never thought to question its meaning. After all, everyone used it in the same context. So a few years ago, I decided to learn more about this character, and he's speaking of Uncle Tom. So he says, so I read the book. I was amazed at the mischaracterization of this character in common use. I should think that the black community would embrace this character as an example of a strong role model. However, now when I hear the term, I look at how it's being applied and realize that, ironically, the person being called an Uncle Tom is actually a strong black role model that is being mischaracterized because of some sort of political correctness, the same way the fictional character was when the story was written. Yet political opinion seems to be more important than facts. Another great article. Thanks for pointing this out. It was sent to me by a guy named Steve. And Steve, here's what I want to say, and I want to say this to the audience, the radio audience. The idea that black people have gone without reading Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom's Cabin, and understanding that this man was a protector of blacks, that he is actually the protagonist in the film, the good guy, and they will blatantly use this term in reference to supposed bad people, the people like myself, and not even understanding that it is a compliment, shows you exactly where we are in this nation. See, this is upside down. To call me an Uncle Tom is to flatter me, to say, Kevin, you're willing to sacrifice your own life to protect the others. And that's why every time they do it, I chuckle to myself and go, yeah, proud Uncle Tom. Proud Uncle Tom. But what's most scary is this. Black folks don't bother to research and find out what it's all about and correct. This, they can just be told something. This is a bad thing. Uncle Tom. Oh, here, Uncle Tom. Oh, that's, is that a bad? Yeah, oh, yeah, here, tell you, Uncle Tom over there. Here, ooh, uh-huh. Okay? And that's, so I shouldn't associate with him. No, he's an Uncle Tom. Because they're too lazy to read the stinking book and understand what's going on. And this is what the left relies on. They rely on that level of ignorance.
Since I am black, I guess I should start off with something that's kind of true about myself that deals with black people, right? There's this one time I got an email sent to me, right? And I didn't know what to do with this email. I looked at it, and it's because the subject of this email said, blacks don't read. And I was really confused. I was like, okay, but like, what is this really saying? Like, is this saying black people are prone to not reading things? Or is it saying, if you're a black person, don't read this? This is going to be super racist. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know. How would this email know if I'm black or not? I don't understand. So I went to one of my friend's house who is not African American, and I opened it on his thing, and it actually turned out to be the first thought. It was actually like this 5-page article talking about how black people don't read things. Like, they, if they do read it, they just skim over something, or sometimes they'll just bypass it or whatever. I mean, that's what my friend told me. Like, I didn't read it.
That's why I like that clip. That clip illustrates the comedy. That's why I love comedy, too, by the way, is it showcases things that people are afraid to say, but will say because they can put it into some sort of a contextual thing that makes people chuckle about it. But it's the truth. There's an old saying, if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. And the irony is this, and I've talked about this before, and many of you know this. Now, this may be a trick of old people just in general, but it's certainly a truism of old black folks. My grandmother would put money, if she had money that she wanted hidden from the kids, she'd put it in the books, typically in the Bible. Now, you really want to draw home the point that you know somebody is not reading the good book. If somebody's looking to steal from you, you say, okay, just put those money, that, you know, the fold, whatever, these fresh dollar bills or whatever she might have, in the Bible. Nobody's going to touch it. There's this show, you ever watch this show called, Storage Wars? There was a girl who got a locker, and it was with books in it, and it was a box of books amongst other things, and they were like, oh, it's a bust, and the girl who is a couple, Brandy and Jared, and Brandy goes, no, let me have those books, and she took the books, and she started fanning the pages out of some of them, and money was coming out. Money started falling out. I don't know how much they got, but Brandy knew enough to know, don't just dismiss these books. People hide money in those books. Now, the irony of it is, if they'd done any research, you don't know who the lockers belong to. They just cut the lock and the show begins. But I will guarantee you, the person who owned that locker was somebody black. They lost the locker, passed away, kids couldn't afford to get it out, whatever, and the person who owned the locker had hidden money in those books and forgot to get it when they put it in there. It was like a little mini savings account. My great-grandfather would hide money in cans around the house. And I remember one time he forgot where he hid it. He hid a can. And he had me out there. I was there one summer. And he's like, Buck, get your shovel and you got to help me dig. And we were looking for an old can. We finally found it. Dug up half the yard. No, that's not true. We dug up a lot of the yard, but not half of it. Anyway, I don't know why I started the show with this, but hey, hope you're having fun. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back in just a bit, folks. Lots to talk about, I promise. You're going to have a good time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Conservatism is what we're talking about in the context of the flaky left. Conservatism is never asking what if, because you don't have to. So-and-so killed a 13-year-old girl in a drive-by shooting. I don't have to know, what if the girl is white? What if the girl is black? What if the perpetrator is this? Cop shoots man committing a rape. Cop shoots man for whatever reason. Well, is the cop white? What if the cop is black? What if the dude really wasn't a big boy on his way to college or whatever? We don't have to ask what if. But the beauty of conservatism is you just see it for black and white, for what it is. That's a kind of a strange way to put it, but you know what I mean. Kevin just talked about black and white. That was a cross between Clinton and Obama right there. Yeah, that Kevin Jack talk about black rod. Yeah, so we don't have to second guess ourselves on things. We hear a story, we see the tragedy. Crazy man shoots up a bunch of people at a concert in Vegas. I don't need to know, is he Democrat? Is he Republican? Was he wearing Confederate flag material? What? Was he black? Was he Muslim? It doesn't matter. It's a tragedy. I don't have to see things where you tell me, oh, some Hollywood producer is molesting a bunch of women. Well, what is he? Is he a Democrat? That's a horrible thing. And you know what? If that Harvey Weinstein had been a card-carrying member of the Republican Party, I would feel the same about him. The only reason why I focus more on what the politics of people are is so I can rub it in the faces of the left. Because that's what they do. They can't wait to rub things in our faces. They look at... You can watch it. You can see it right here. It's playing itself out with this Roy Moore thing where, oh my gosh, Roy Moore, 40 years ago, he might have, squeezed the butt of somebody, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, really? Versus what? Harvey Weinstein really doing it? Versus Bill Clinton really raping women? Versus Kevin Spacey really molesting young boys? Whatever. Are you kidding me? And you want to play the what-if game? Let's play the what-if game. What if Bill Clinton had been George Bush? I'm no fan of Bush, but I guarantee you the left, it wouldn't have been about his private life then, would it? No, they would have been, it's atrocious what he did, and Bush puts himself off to be a Christian, and this is what he does, and now it's been proven that he actually did this with Monica Lewinsky. It would have been relentless. There'd be no way Bush could recover from that. No way whatsoever. But the left will play games. They'll pretend. They'll pretend like they really give a crap. They don't. Trust me on this, folks. They don't. So you have that. What if Harvey Weinstein had been a huge Republican donor? And all the things that we now know about him, he was a big friend of Donald Trump. What do you think they'd be saying? You haven't heard of Weinstein. Hadn't heard a Weinstein story in forever. I mean, unless we were telling you. By the way, he's out in Arizona at one of these places supposedly cleaning himself up. He was spotted in public with two pretty blondes. No lie. You guys think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. Spotted in public with two beautiful blondes. He's learned nothing. And so we can play the what-if game with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. What if Donald Trump had been in some place, in powerful place in government where he could influence legislation, and Melania got a $500,000 speaking gig in Russia, and Donald then brokered a deal where $145 million went to the Trump Foundation, and that deal was done through a friend of his named, Podesta, and that group made $20 million in stock in the company, and et cetera, et cetera. What would we be talking about? You think maybe... Here's what's interesting. This is why I tell you we don't have to play the what-if game. If this happened, conservatives would say, that's crooked. Donald Trump is more of the same. He claims to be fighting on behalf of the little guy. When we learn of these things, and he's not fighting on behalf of us, and this is a travesty. He shouldn't be president, or he should be impeached. We should have a special counsel look into it, yada, yada. There's not a person among us who wouldn't be asking for that. And we would need fewer dots to connect. But we got collusion and cover-up and all these other things in the left. Hillary Clinton is still out there talking. She's on the 25th anniversary of Bill Clinton getting elected. And we'll play a clip on that here in a bit. And she's out there on the circuit talking as if she's completely scot-free in all of this. And what's funny about it is it's all at the fringe of illegality. It's at the fringe. It very well could be that every single piece of what the Clintons did isn't technically illegal. But you know it is illegal. They just skirted the law. That's what's so sad. If they're able to do that, because Alan Dershowitz said this when I was on Fox and Friends. If they're able to do that, people are going to be very upset. This is amazing to me. Play the what-if game. What if Barack Obama had freed those young black men from China? Do you think the one's father would have said what he said about to Donald Trump, that he had nothing to do with it? You know the answer. People would be lavishing praise on Barack Obama. And we got guys like Ben Howe, a so-called conservative. He's a never Trumper. And he says, Trump's out there tooting his own horn about getting these guys released. Who else is going to do it, Ben? The media? You, never Trumpers? The rhino Republicans? Donald Trump did those kids a favor, and he showcased the strength of American leadership when it's used correctly. And he gets those kids home, and you can compare. We don't even have to look for a place to look, a place to go here, folks. We got Otto Warmbier, who was imprisoned in North Korea and died when he got home. Young kid, healthy when he left. We've got Sergeant Tamaresi, Andrew Tamaresi, who was in a Mexican prison for the better part of a year. We've got enough examples. We've got Barack Obama, who released five bad guys back to the Taliban and wherever else they went because he wanted to bring back a traitor. We've got people that Barack Obama paid for $1 billion to Iran in order to get back those hostages. We've seen the contrast. So flip them. What if? What if Trump had done everything that I just said and Obama went and diplomatically got three black guys back home who had shoplifted? What would we be saying about it? I think you know the answers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion-Dollar Business of Liberalism. You can get my book at racepimping.com. We're going to be doing some Christmas specials on my books and the T-shirts we have and things like that. They're going to be giveaways, seriously. So get your Christmas list ready. We're going to town. Anyway, I want to talk about flaky leftists and their weirdos, because the left believes we are weirdos. We conservatives are weirdos. You want to know why? We're weirdos because we actually want to hold people accountable. We are weirdos because we're supposedly square. They look at our version of fun and they go, I don't get it. These guys will get together and play badminton or horseshoes or what's that thing where you try to get the beanbag in the hole or whatever else. And I'm just telling you, they look at it, they're like, these people are bizarre. They drink tea. They sit around and talk. They commiserate and have fun with each other. Why aren't they going out smoking reefer, snorting coke, getting drunk, waking up next to strangers and yada, yada? They do not understand us. I don't get it. And so we're the button-up square types. And let me tell you something. Even among our button-up square types, we have those that exist, and I'll use the George Bush family as an example, who are worse than the left. George Bush, his father, President H.W. George Bush, criticized President Trump, as you guys know, in a book that's going to be out. And they said, despite Trump's affiliation, he's worried that he will be the last Republican president. Well, they could be right. Donald Trump may be the last Republican president because he's going to redefine Republicanism. He's going to be the last Republican president as they know it. And he calls Trump, H.W., the older one, calls Trump a blowhard in his book. Same thing Barack Obama said of Trump as well. The book is called The Last Republicans. So he says, I don't like him. I don't know much about him, but I know he's a blowhard, and I'm not too excited about him being a leader. Guess what H.W. Bush said? The operative terms here are, I don't know much about him. I don't like him, but I don't know much about him. But I know he's a blowhard. Yeah. See, Trump comes up in this era, and let's face it, folks, we all run into this, where the person that you dare say good things about himself, tell you what he's done with his life, you go, oh, look at him, he's an egomaniac. I'll never forget, I was asking, some guy was at a party. This is when I was in, just out of college maybe or something, and a guy, one of my friends who's a female said something like, yeah, okay, you know, the guy's a martial artist, and the guy goes, yeah, well, Kevin's a black belt. And the guy comes over and he's like, yeah, so, my friend tells me, you're a black belt. And you know, I'm like, yeah. And I go, you're a martial artist? Yeah, I'm a black belt. Oh, congratulations. And somehow we end up in a conversation about it. And I'm telling him the people that I'm fighting, you know, these are guys that are world champion, you know, kickboxers, et cetera. And we work out every weekend. And so I'm like, well, what school are you with? And he told me, and I was like, oh, okay, what's a good school? You know, and then I go, well, I work out with so-and-so. So the party ends, and it's about 2 days later, and my friend, who's a female, said to me, yeah, well, whatever the guy's name was, he thought you were a bit of a blowhard. And I went, like, why so? She goes, well, you were talking about martial arts, and you mentioned a few people, and they are world champions. I go, yeah, I work out with guys that are world champions. Well, how do you think you're going to get better? Right? And so then he asked me something about my degree, you know, at the time. And I was like, yeah, I'm a double E or whatever. And he's like, yeah, and he mentioned your degree. And he goes, what did you say? I told him what my degrees were. And she goes, wow, that's it? I go, that's it. He asked me, so where'd you go to school? There? What degree did you get? This, and this. Okay. And so the facts were, in his opinion, blowhard. And it was such an important lesson for me, because I remember at the time going, holy cow, what was I supposed to say? Oh, wow, you're just so much better a martial artist than I am, as you get your little Master Kwan degree. You know, and I'm fighting every weekend with guys who have belts because I want one. And I'm going, yeah, so good for you. And I'm supposed to downplay my degrees to make you feel better because you got a degree in humanities or something? Screw that. And I remember the conscious thing that came over me, this feeling, this rush of emotion, like, I'm not going to downplay who I am because it makes you feel better. And you know what's funny? I say it to this day. That is one of the reasons why I probably didn't go further in life. Not that I'm disappointed, is because I'm not going to kowtow just because, oh, well, you know, if you'll pretend, it's like they call it a customer golf. If you'll play customer golf and let me win, no. If we play golf and you are 20 handicap and I'm an 8 handicap, I'm going to whoop your head. That's all there is to it. I'm not going to go, I'm going to say, good shot, Bill, when you hit a good shot. But because that's the way you deal with people in truth. You know, oh, if you play golf with the president, would you let him win? No, I wouldn't. I'll tell you right now, if I'm better at a sport than you, I'm going to make sure you know it. And it may even talk a little smack, depending. But these flaky leftists, the Bushes, oh, he's got an ego. Yeah, you know what I've talked about. You think the Bush family doesn't have an ego? Don't think that. Don't believe the hype for 1 second. All that good old boy Southern, oh, you know, we just go to Crawford, Texas. Look, there's a lot to admire about the Bush family. The fact that they remain family is a good thing. But don't you decide, just because your sensibilities are offended because Jeb got his butt kicked, that you suddenly want to go against the party and when you know something's right. Screw the Bush family. I used to just want to meet. I met Bucky. He's the brother of George. And I was unimpressed. But, I mean, he's a nice guy, but unimpressed. The Bush family's not that impressive. They certainly don't represent conservatism. They barely represent republicanism. Anyway, they're all flakes. And they're leftist flakes. So Bush the Younger says this, wow, this guy doesn't know what it means to be president. And what do you know? This is the guy that, prior to Obama, ballooned the deficit, put the spying agencies on American citizens. And look, as I said at the time, many of us were happy because we'd been attacked and we wanted different things going. But you know what? Make presidential decisions knowing what the future would hold, knowing who else could occupy that office. He didn't do that. And as far as being a fiscal hawk, this guy was a moron. George Bush Jr., whatever you want to call him, GW, was a moron. When you look in retrospect. Now, in my defense, I wasn't political. I didn't know what was. I was just out there making money. Young guy trying to take care of his family. So I'm not going to fall on the sword for it. But I look back at it and I go, there's nothing to get excited about with the Bush family. Are you kidding? Compassionate conservatism. It's not an S. Not plural. Back to these flakes. They call Mike Pence a flake. He's a robot, is what they said. They think Mike Pence is a weirdo. I've met Mike Pence. He's a button-up dude. Every time he shook hands, he corrected his, you know, his suit like a military guy. And I just remember thinking, Mike's wound a little tight. Nice guy. Actually respects his wife, respects other women. Says, I don't have meetings with women unless my wife's there. That kind of thing. I don't remember exactly what it is. He's not like Al Franken. He's not like Harvey Weinstein. He's a weirdo, right? That's what the left, before all the Weinstein stuff broke, when Mike Pence made the comment, I forget what was out in the news, but he was like, look, I just make sure I err on the side of caution. And so the media point, they called him a robot. I remember on the one of the late nights, look, Mike Pence, he's a robot. Yeah, he's a robot that's a respectful guy. The left can't handle that. They can't handle the dude that doesn't have, you know, a bunch of body armor and his tattoos. For all we know, Mike Pence is tattooed all the way underneath his T-shirt, you know, down to his socks. But you would never know it. And he would probably never tell you. But the left look at those types of things. They want to know, well, what's up with him? Why is he so uptight? He's uptight because he doesn't want to deal with the issues. Like Louis C.K. Who else came out? There's been three or four people. Even Russell Simmons has now been accused of raping a girl. And some Jewish guy, Rathman, or whatever his name is, he supposedly watched. I mean, these are very jacked up people. Sarah Silverman on Louis C.K. said, can you love someone who did bad? Yeah, I still love Louis. He's a great guy. He did a bad thing, but he's a great guy. Did she say that about Trump? When all Trump alluded to was what women would let you do? Did she say that about him? No. She attacked him, as did every one of these Holly weirdos. But you're the weirdo. You conservatives, we conservatives, we're weird to them. Because we have accountability and we respect women. How weird is that?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You guys know how I feel about the military. And I, like I told you, I will go out of my way to shake the hand of anybody wearing a veteran hat. You know, whatever ship they served on, whatever part of the Air Force they work for, the Marines, the Army, you name it. I see that hat and I go up and I thank them for their service. I was at a restaurant and a Marine was sitting down, older Marine, this guy's probably 70 years old, has his hat on with the Marine group he served with, etc. And before the waitress had just delivered the food and I walked over and I said, hold on Marine before you eat, I just want to thank you for your service. And he looked up like, I mean like, you couldn't believe it, he's like, thank you so much, you know, I said, I don't want to interrupt your meal, just want to let you know you're appreciated, sir. And he just couldn't quit looking. He's like, wow. And I don't do it because I'm like, oh, who's that guy? You know, I do it because they deserve it. I want them to feel like superstars. I'll tell you something funny I did. So I was at the Gold Gloves, and everybody's wanting the autographs of all the big celebrity ball players, whatever. You know, my little son's running around doing what he's doing, getting those autographs. And I see the president of Rawlings, and I go over to him and I said, "Hey, will you sign this for me?" And he looked up, and his wife is there. He's at a table in the middle, about two tables over from me. And he looked at the table and goes, "Now see, this is a guy that gets it." I started laughing. So he autographs the ticket. We all got tickets to get in. He autographed the ticket, and then he, I said, "Let me get a picture." Got a picture with him, and we become friends. Yeah, I got to buy a Rawlings bat for my kid. I'm sending him a check. I'm like, "Hey, reimburse me, bro." But the funny part about it is he's not used to that happening. This is a guy who put on the event. His company is the one who started it, the Gold Gloves. And so he's going, "It's our event." You know, he's not even at the top table, at the front tables where all the stars are. He's like, I mean, he's back where my table is, and we're no slouches. We weren't at the back of the room, but he's the president of the corporation, and nobody even bothers to thank him for putting on the event. His marketing guy thanked him. "Hey, just want to thank Tom. Hey, buddy, woohoo!" You know, giving a shout out. And I'm going, "No, he needs more than that. This is a guy that we should be," I mean, just my opinion. So I feel the same way about veterans. Why am I going to go get a picture with a freaking senator who's never run a business, never been in harm's way, not ever had a bullet, you know, close to him, and I'm going to go thank him? I'm going to thank the veterans, the people that allow him to be here. I'm going to thank the first responders, the police, the fire departments. Those are the guys that are heroes. We are so displaced. Our sensibilities when it comes to who's really the heroes in this country. Are you kidding me? We don't even value the real, you know who the ultimate heroes are? It's a trick question. Parents. You are. Good solid citizens raising other good solid citizens. But one of my friends, Debbie Lee, we happened to be doing a hit at the same place. It was around Veterans Day, and her son Mark is a Navy SEAL who was killed, first Navy SEAL killed in, I believe, Afghanistan. And Mark, man, stud. And I thank Debbie Lee for raising two boys, and Mark happens to be one of them, and Mark getting the training to be a Navy SEAL and just knocking the socks off of it until he ultimately sacrificed his life. You know, thank her. She's the one who her husband abandons her. He's an abusive man. He abandons her. And she kept her family together. And one of those boys grew up and decided he was going to fight for this country. And he did it to the best of his ability until he got killed by a sniper. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I want to talk about this story because it segues into the best of us. The people who protect us in every way. And I believe the veterans are the front line of that. Because without them, we don't even have cops and the firefighters. But it was a hidden camera video that captured black nurses laughing as an 89-year-old World War vet died. And we should all be very mad. Because this, if you see the video, you know what it does. It showcases the America that leftists built. Nurses laughing. And when I saw the video, I was thinking, why would anybody, and I'm talking about anybody on God's green earth, want to be part of Obamacare when you know you're going to receive care that's based on your color, your political ideology, etc.? When you go to the hospital, you want the best public servants, particularly in a veterans hospital. You want the best public servants. You want people who do not care about politics. They want what's best for you. It should be in their heart. But there was an undercover video that showed these nurses laughing, and this man died in front of them. It happened in Northeast Atlanta Health and Rehab in 2014, but the family had to file a lawsuit in order to get the video. And they just got it. So I want you to understand this. In order to get to the truth about how World War II veteran James Dempsey died, the family had to sue. And attorneys that represented the Atlanta nursing home where he died tried to prevent them from obtaining the video. They asked a DeKalb County judge to keep the video sealed and then attempted to appeal to Georgia State Supreme Court. And let me tell you why all this happened, folks. Because it was going to show you three black women who did not care that that veteran, 89-year-old World War II veteran, one of our last remaining heroes of a war that kept us out of Nazi hands, and they're laughing as he's gasping for air. They'll do anything to keep the truth from getting out. Unbelievable. The judge ruled in favor of the family, and the nursing home dropped its appeal to the Supreme Court. And the video shows what happened to this 89-year-old man, decorated World War II veteran from Woodstock, Georgia. 6 hours of video court deposition of lies. This former nursing supervisor, her name is Wanda Knuckles, explains how she responded to the patient before she knew that the video camera, the hidden camera, existed. And you can hear in her questioning by the victim's attorney as she recants. And the video proves that she's lying through her teeth. Because what she says is, when he pulled, you know, punched his button saying he needed help, which, by the way, he did 6 times before he finally went unconscious, gasping for air. And according to state records, the nursing home staff found Dempsey unresponsive at 5:28 a.m. Yeah. It took almost an hour for the staff to call 911. 5:28 to 6:25 a.m. Almost an hour. So the attorney asked the former nursing supervisor, Knuckles, what her response would be had she witnessed the behavior of the two ladies that we saw in the video that were essentially doing nothing for this man as he's gasping for air. And she says, I would have written them up. She says, I would have reprimanded them. She called the video sick. But then she enters the room. And one would think that a supervisor would have understood the gravity of a man calling for help 6 times. But she acted like, if you see the video, like it's a routine situation. But in her video deposition, she said she rushed into Dempsey's room when a nurse alerted her that he had stopped breathing and she started performing CPR. It was a lie. From the time you came in, you took over doing chest compressions, correct? Yes. Until the time paramedics arrived, you were giving continuous CPR. Yes? That's what she answers. Then we got the video. And the video shows two women doing nothing for this veteran. She comes in and they start laughing. As this man is gasping for life. They are laughing at him. This is unbelievable. You know what she said? When they ask her, why did you say that when you weren't doing that? She says, that was an honest mistake. I was basing on everything that I would normally do. The nurses had, they couldn't get his oxygen machine working. And you can hear him gasping and they're laughing, folks. I want you to understand that. And then the attorney says, ma'am, was there something funny that was happening? And she says, I can't remember all that, as you can see. Oh, we can see what you did. You did nothing. And let me tell you something, folks. If you think this wasn't racially motivated, you'd be wrong.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.